in the limelight. The recent illegal moves in Toronto, Canada by the government of President Justin Trudeau against the Islamic Republic of Iran is nothing but acts of hooliganism, according to Canadian journalist Steve Rachinsky in his report for Global Research titled Canada's Seizure, Sale and Disbursement of Iranian Assets Violates International Law. Documents recently filed in the Ontario Superior Court of Justice revealed that some $30 million realized from the seizure and sale of Iranian government assets in Canada have been illegally transferred to American families who filed for compensation under the Justice for Victims of Terrorism Act 2012. Their claim for compensation began in the American court system, but extended to Canada when they realized Canada would follow suit. The properties appropriated and sold were the Iranian Cultural Center in Ottawa and the Center of Iranian Studies in Toronto. The transfer of funds to the families only came to light last October. The Justice for Victims of Terrorism Act was passed under the former Harper Conservative government. It was buried in a lengthy omnibus crime bill. Debate in the Canadian Parliament was limited on the bill, but it is worth noting that the only portion which received all-party support was the Justice for Victims of Terrorism Act and the theft, sale and disbursement of Iranian assets based on this act were taken under the Trudeau administration. The plaintiffs were thus relieved even of any obligation to do anything other than allege that Iran was responsible for the attacks in the other countries that took the lives of their relatives. Many countries in the world maintain lists of organizations deemed to be terrorists. But there is only one country in the world which deems entire country as a state sponsor of terrorism, and that is the United States of America, which, along with Israel, is known to be the biggest perpetrator of war and terror around the world. This shows how the raison d'être of Canada as an entity and its foreign policy is integrated into the United States of North American monopolies. Iran has denounced the seizure and sale of Iranian assets in Canada as illegal and in violation of international regulations and laws. Iran also said it will follow up the issue based on international laws and regulations if Canada does not annul its illegal decision and does not compensate Iran for the losses suffered. Iran has a strong case in this respect. Even the Canadian Foreign Ministry's Director for West Asia Affairs, Dennis Horak, recently retired, spoke against the Victims of Terror Act, saying it was a stupid law that prevented any diplomatic relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran. Not that Canada, under the Liberals, wanted to normalize relations with Tehran. Even more compelling, in March of this year, an international court in Luxembourg rejected an American request to compensate victims of the Twin Tower incidents of New York in September of 2001 by seizing assets from Iran based on an accusation by an American court that Iran was involved in the 9/11 attacks, when there is no evidence whatsoever of Iranian involvement. The Luxembourg court ruled that the U.S. court decision was not in accordance with public international law. The American request fails to meet international law criteria, the court in Luxembourg said. The same argument applies to Canada's victims of terrorism legislation and its seizure, sale and disposal of Iranian assets. like the American theft of Venezuelan assets or the British theft of Libyan assets, Canada seems to be establishing a reputation for itself as a hooligan and a wrecker of international law and regulations.